Page 90. Reading 2. Doctors Without Borders by Douglas Weiser.
When we are sick or hurt, we go to the doctor. Some places in the world do not have enough doctors or supplies to help people. This is really true when there is a crisis in that place. A group called Doctors Without Borders works to help people in need. If there is an emergency, these doctors volunteer to go where they are needed. The group gives medical care and other services. Doctors Without Borders has been helping people since 1971.
Bringing help where it is needed.
The doctors bring their medical skills to places where they are needed. They also bring supplies, like blankets and drinking water. Sometimes the doctors train other people so they can help too. Doctors Without Borders has worked in countries all over the world. If there is a war in a country, the people there need help. Refugees are people who have to leave their homes. They leave because there is no food, or because fighting has made their homes unsafe. Doctors Without Borders can intervene to help refugees. Sometimes, refugees do not even have clean water. The volunteers come with water and medicine. They teach refugees how to eat better and stay healthy. They can show refugees how to make water safe for drinking.
Tsunami.
In 2004, there was a tsunami, or tidal wave, in South Asia. The tsunami destroyed many towns. Many people were hurt or killed. Doctors Without Borders worked for more than a year in countries that were hit by the tsunami. They gave people shots to make sure they did not get sick. The doctors gave people supplies, like tents and clothing. They talked to people about what had happened. Sometimes, just being there to listen to the victims helped the most.
Helping others help themselves.
Sometimes the volunteers help people in a town build new hospitals. That involves real teamwork. Sometimes the best help the volunteers can give is training. It can be better for Doctors Without Borders to help train local doctors to take care of people after a crisis. The local doctors can give care to sick and hurt people after Doctors Without Borders leaves the area. The volunteers who work for Doctors Without Borders travel all over the world to help people after emergencies. They are courageous, and borders do not stop them.